All right, we're back on In Focus with Captain Josh Kyle, Raleigh County Police Department captain here, and talking all things RCPD this hour. We've talked a lot about some of the new things, and while we were in the break, I understand you got word that you've actually got approved here for your inspection, right?
Yes, it was a big deal for us, but yes, I just got word while we were talking that our inspection is complete and we have been certified.
Cool. Good to know. Awesome. Well, moving on, I know there's some other good things going on here locally as far as communications are concerned. We found out last week that the radio system upgrade in Raleigh County has been completed, and that is a big deal for Raleigh County. I know Pat Collins, Emergency Management Director, has been working hard on that. It's one of his last duties here before he retires, but that helps out so much for our fire, for our EMS and police as well.
Yes, I can't begin to thank Collins and others enough. The Board of County Commissioners, I mean, this is a huge project. It was $10 million just for the radio infrastructure. And then RCPD spent another $1 million in radios, both for the cars and the portable ones that the officers carry. We have radios that we had to purchase for jail staff as well. And then also, I believe it's about another $1 million for fire and EMS and other first responders in this county to upgrade as well. This is a massive project, a massive undertaking, and involves an entire radio infrastructure system. It wasn't just the radios themselves. It was building a system that actually worked in this county. I can tell you, ever since narrowbanding occurred, it's a federal requirement. It created a lot of problems on our end. It was getting to the point where it's starting to get to be an officer safety issue, just to be honest. And in fact, it was an officer safety issue. There's a number of places in the county where you just couldn't communicate. There's a lot of static on a radio. You couldn't hear. If somebody was up in the northern part of the county, you just simply couldn't hear them. There was a number of areas where you couldn't get out on your portable radio. You had to get in your car to get out on a radio at all. And that's if you were lucky. And so far, with the testing that we've been doing with the new system, the coverage is excellent. Even inside buildings, it's very good. It's incredibly clear. There's no static whatsoever. It's digitized, so it sounds like the person who's talking is right next to you. It's a little different to get used to be honest, too, because it is digitized. It takes out some of the inflection in people's voices, so you get used to hearing certain voices and you know exactly who they are. Well, it changes their voice just enough that you can't exactly recognize the person on the radio. So that takes a little bit of getting used to, but it is incredibly clear. Hats off to all those that were involved in that project. I know Captain Aaron Friedline has spent a tremendous amount of time working on this project from our end, and it's coming to fruition, and I can't begin to explain how awesome it is to be able to talk clearly with each other. Now, I know, with any good news comes bad news. The bad news is that the majority of the channels that we're working with are encrypted, which means that unless you have an encryption key, you can't listen in. I know a lot of people in the community want to stay appraised of what's going on, and they like listening to the radio. But there's a lot of private information that goes over our radios. We need to be able to speak clearly, quickly, and communicate critical information. And having encrypted channels allows us to do that with confidence. I know there's some things that in the past we just haven't talked about over the radio because we knew that it was going out essentially on public airways. And being encrypted allows us to have these conversations and coordinate ourselves and allow us to know we're in a much more secure position now when it comes to communications than we were in the past.
I don't know if there's a possibility you could send us a recording of kind of old, the old versus new, and so we could maybe put that on our website at some point, just kind of show the audio difference, the clarity that comes in.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm writing a note right now to see if I can make that happen.
Okay, I think that'd be great for just like a 30-second clip of just some audio, because I think it'd be really neat for the public to understand just how different this really is here, because we can talk about it, but unless you hear it, probably you don't really grasp the just how much better it is.
Yeah, I would thought maybe something was wrong with my hearing. I mean, for a while, when I heard the radio, especially in my car, I honestly could not understand a lot of what was being said. You know, one person's really loud and the other person's really quiet, and it just so much static on a radio. You had to focus really hard to hear what people were saying, and even then, I still struggled with it. I thought maybe my ears were going bad, but now with the new radio system, I feel a lot better about my ability to hear because it's crystal clear.
Yeah,
well, it actually sounds like the person's right next to you talking.
That's wonderful. That's good. I mean, we're in 2020. You think that kind of technology should exist for everyone, and I'm glad that it's finally here. And that's got to bring some confidence, probably also to the 911 center, because boy, they have a tough enough job as it is.
Yes, and this required quite a bit of upgrades inside our communications center as well. They are in a really difficult position. We have some space issues at RCPD. In fact, we've got some significant space issues. It's not that we're not grateful for the new range that's being built and the discussions about a new Aggieville substation. But we understand that it's going to take some time to address these issues, but dispatch is the one that's really feeling it right now. All those consoles are right there in the same room. They have to stay in those rooms for 12-hour shifts. And whenever you start having all the things that go on in a communication center and then have difficulty understanding or getting out over the radio, it really makes things more difficult. I'll give you one little example of something that a new radio system improves is historically, if you were on the radio and talking and another officer or another entity got on the radio to talk, you would cover each other. And so dispatch, a lot of times, you know, you don't realize it. You had no way of knowing. So you're talking and you think everything's fine, but your whole transmission got covered by somebody else. And then dispatch would have to tell you, hey, you just got covered. Repeat what you just said. Which you can imagine in a high stress situation, you know, what that's like. The new radio system, as soon as you try to transmit and somebody's already transmitting, it's a bonk sound. It makes this bonk sound and lets you know that, hey, somebody's already talking and you're going to have to wait. And so it doesn't send out your signal to and interrupt whoever's talking on the radio. So that's a huge help right there.
Yeah, well, that's great. You talked about spacing issues there with the 911 folks in the emergency communication center. How difficult has it been to keep them spaced apart here with COVID concerns?
Well, to be honest with you, to a certain extent, we can't. There's so many people in that room, and we have to run that operation. You can't always maintain 6 feet. Yeah, the consoles are away from each other, but we have to continue to train personnel. And we've talked in the past about the turnover that we have inside the dispatch center. I think some of that's related to the space itself. I had the opportunity to go down to Texas with a couple of other employees, and we took a look at 911 communication centers that were recently built. Natural lighting has become a big deal. Historically, the dispatch centers were built in bunkers, you know, also doubled as an EOC or emergency operations center. That's totally understandable. I get why we did that historically. But the end result is you've got people who don't see natural light for up to 12 hours every day. And that's just it's not healthy for people to do that. They're really working right next to and on top of each other. Another big problem that we have is we don't have a training console. So the supervisor, the other dispatchers that are trying to do their jobs, and the training dispatcher and the trainee are all right there packed into one room and trying to do their jobs. And we're finding that we're having difficulty training new dispatchers. And I think part of it's that environment, that everybody packed in together, the fact that we don't have a console dedicated to training. It just makes that job and getting people prepared for that job that much more difficult.
I've known people who've worked in dispatch before, so if I sound a little passionate about 911, I am a little bit. I think it's such a noble job, and they really take care of a lot of things in our community. So shout out to all of them that are working hard out there in the communication center.
Yeah, we absolutely need them. They're the nerve center of the police department in any emergency operations. And it's also important to point out that when we built this facility, we had no idea that we were going to move towards a consolidated dispatch center. And that's exactly what's happened. We don't just dispatch for police officers. We also dispatch for fire and EMS and a lot of other services. In Riley County in Manhattan. And so just like with everything else, the job's gotten bigger and more complicated, and yet the space has remained the same. And it's really getting to the point that it's a significant issue.
All right. Well, we'll continue. We're going to take another break, our final break of the show, and come back, wrap things up here in the next segment with Captain Josh Kyle, Raleigh County Police Department, here on InFocus.